I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Open up our second hour with one of the guys that I've watched for the last couple of years, a lineman out of Fort Lauderdale, has just really blown up. Hard worker, getting bigger, faster, big, stronger. Just got out of a couple of impressive visits. Caleb Boateng from Fort Lauderdale, senior to be, he's just a junior, 2019, joins us this evening. Caleb, thanks so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Mr. Bluestein.
Anytime. You had quite a weekend, a lot of good visits, Georgia Tech, Georgia, Clemson. Wow, you had some pretty deep. Talk about that. I mean, that to me, I could sit there the rest of the show listening to all your information on the visits and how they went and what the schools were like. And this has just got to be really mind-boggling for you to go to these tremendous programs like that and get an opportunity to look around and see what you like.
Well, yes, sir. It was a pretty amazing opportunity. My coach, I, and our twin defensive ends, Demetrius and Desmond Dorsius, we visited five universities, which were South Carolina, Allen, Clemson, Georgia, and Georgia Tech.
Nice.
They were all a pretty great experience. I would say Clemson and Georgia Tech stood out the most, though, 100%.
What was about, you know, I hear that the campuses are beautiful and Georgia Tech were like one of the great academic schools, but what is it about schools like that that would separate them like from a South Carolina, or is it that small town charm? What is it about those areas?
Well, a school like Georgia Tech is in a very big town.
Yeah, Atlanta. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Coach Seawalk preached mainly about academics and the next 40 years instead of just the next 4 years, which was very important to me.
Right.
And Clemson is also teaching the same philosophy with the all-in lifestyle technique of building a better man. So that really pushes you to want to be great.
When you go on these visits, and I mean, obviously, these are tremendous visits. Last year at this time, there wasn't a whole lot of interest for you. You were still maturing. You were still learning the game. Oh, you flash forward a year, and so much has happened. You got bigger and stronger. You learned a lot more of the game. You've had the opportunities to compete against some pretty decent people and get coached well. When you go up there and to schools like that, the only reason I could ask it is because I remember that one of the kids that one time I think he went to Ole Miss on a recruiting visit, and he kind of broke away from everybody and went to where the student population was and kind of checked out that area for himself, you know, because he knew that they were going to like brisk right through the academic part, you know, and say, well, here's this building and that. But he went in and talked to people and found out how they liked that. And, you know, not even as an athlete, just as a student. Talk about that. I mean, you know, because I know you're very academic oriented. Was that the priority for you to make sure? Because, you know, football's important. It's not going to last forever. But like you said, to have a 40-year plan, and part of that 40-year plan would be your academics. Talk about that and what it was like to see what they have for, you know, what their studies are, how many majors they have, the important people who've graduated from that school in those areas. Talk about that, too, because that's away from football.
Well, Mr. Bluestein, at a school or a great university such as Georgia Tech, one of their previous offensive lineman, he was also there on our tour, and he was showing us about how him personally had taken on many opportunities in the city, such as internships, such as Coca-Cola and CNN and other such internships. These are very important to me because many institutions may have these opportunities, but not all institutions have them for their student athletes also.
Nice.
And it was very important for me to know that he said that the head coach, Coach Johnson at Georgia Tech, really looks out for his student athletes when it comes to them getting internships in the future.
Nice. I mean, and you take a look at that school and you take a look at Georgia Tech, and just the academic part of Georgia Tech, one of the most well-respected schools in the country, one of the best engineering programs, tremendous business program. As you mentioned, you get a chance to rub elbows with the Coca-Cola company that's right there, and quite a few other programs, companies are there as well. On a football level, they run a different offense, and obviously you guys are used to. Are you kind of hyped up for a blocking scheme like that? I mean, because right now you're kind of run past, right there would be more run oriented.
Well, I know Georgia Tech currently runs a triple option, and I'm pretty sure they will continue because it is a very successful system.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I love pulling, and I just like hitting linebackers at the next level. So I believe it's the perfect fit for my ability.
Yeah, I agree. That's a very important part. While you're up there, obviously you said you went to Georgia, which is another really nice school and a nice program. Talk about that as well.
Well, with Georgia, UGA, I visited there last summer and I camped there.
Okay.
And originally I didn't really get to see as much. We only really saw the fields and like basically where we camped and we left. But on this visit, we got to see all the facilities and the locker room. And it really, Georgia really shows their tradition that they have. They showed how many players are in the league. And that's a pretty impressive stat line because the wall was covered across every team. Someone from Georgia, whether it being AJ Green or being Aaron Murray, it was just all over the place. You just showed a very strong program tradition.
And they do. I mean, being in the SEC, very competitive. Stadium's nice. The area is nice. And a small town. Now, there's a real small town. Athens is a smaller area that the school kind of revolves around the entire city. Whereas you mentioned Atlanta, metropolis, kind of like here. You know, I mean, there's other distractions, but it, to me, in watching you, Caleb, play, I mean, you could fit a lot of those offenses. It doesn't matter where it is, and certainly you have the next 6-7 months to kind of ponder all these different these visits. What's your schedule now? I mean, you over the next couple weeks before spring, do you have a workout regimen? Do you guys do you get together and work out with the linemen? Talk about what you're doing now to elevate your game.
Well, currently, I have been working out in the weight room and on the track during the week with my head coach, Richard Dunbar.
Right.
Then on the weekends, I work alone, usually mostly on footwork and takeoff and speed. We really focus on being team-oriented, so everyone on the team has been working out individually, getting stronger, quicker, faster, and we realize this year is really our time to shine for 2019. With us having the twin defensive ends, our D lineman Emmanuel Villatoro, our safety David McFadden. So I'm really pushing all of our top tier guys to make huge strides in this offseason so we can be ready for a great spring practice.
No doubt. Caleb Boateng joining us, offensive lineman, Fort Lauderdale High School. Has been doing this for a couple of years and getting bigger, getting stronger. And you had mentioned working with the brothers on the defensive line, Del Toro as well. You have a pretty decent group of younger kids, too, that have been working hard. Do you find yourself becoming the teacher sometimes with some of the younger offense and defensive linemen who are just maybe freshmen and sophomores?
Well, yes, sir, I really do. Our offensive line last year was a pretty young group, with me being the oldest, and I'm still 16 years old.
Wow.
They can always look up to me for leadership, but strongly I see the skilled players in the backfield relying on me heavily, which we have great relationships in school and just friendships out of school, so I really want to protect my running backs and my quarterback as much as possible.
Good stuff. Well, Caleb, again, congratulations on all the good things coming your way. I know that you've worked extremely hard, and we'll be there watching you, pulling for you, and I'll tell you what, Fort Lauderdale's going to surprise some people this year.
Yes, sir, we are.
Good stuff. Thanks, Caleb, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Boosley.
Anytime. Caleb Boateng, Fort Lauderdale High School.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.